Yeah, hi. My name's Steve from Missouri.
Hey, Steve. Whereabouts?
Lake St. Louis right now.
Oh, yeah. Know it well.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to listen to you on KTRS. I'm listening on XM right now.
Okay. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, I was calling to tell you a story that I've tried getting through before and never had much luck. There was a church camp about, I don't know, probably 100 miles east of west of St. Louis. And whenever I was about 15 years old, we had a week-long church camp. And, you know, I didn't really want to be there, but it's one of those things the parents kind of made us go. And
you got to go if the folks say you're going.
Yeah, and a friend of mine and myself were sitting in the back row. And we were the only two kids sitting in the back, and it's one of those things we tried to, you know, just buy our time so we could do the things afterwards. And we had a nighttime sermon one night, and we were sitting there listening. And there was nothing but an empty row of seats behind us. And the preacher was preaching. I don't even know what he was preaching about because I wasn't paying attention. And all of a sudden in the middle, a voice from behind us said, "Shut up with this Jesus stuff." And the preacher looked at me like I said it, and I was freaking out.
Yeah, you're looking around. Hey, not me.
Yeah, I pointed behind me, and I'm shaking my head no. And so then he had everybody bow their head and close their eyes, and he started praying. And, of course, I wasn't closing my eyes. I was looking around. And another preacher got up and started praying and walking toward the back of the church, and I saw the doors open before he got to the back of the church. And I was like, So then there's windows on the side, and I was looking out the windows, and we could see, my friend and myself was able to see what looked like dead babies flying around the outside of the building, and you could hear like a howling noise. So I was, needless to say, I was scared to death, and most of the people there had no clue what was going on. So after this was over, I went to the guy that was praying that walked toward the back of the church before, and I cuddled up with him like he was my best friend. And I was asking him, you know, what's going on? And like, well, you know, there's a lot of stuff that you just don't understand. And, you know, so he started kind of explaining some stuff to me. So I finally started calming down just a little bit, and we went outside, and there was an outdoor swimming pool with a fence. And he and myself were just sitting there up against the fence, and he was talking to me. And then all of a sudden you could start hearing howling in the woods. There was just this crazy howling noise. And
could he hear that too?
Yeah, he heard it. And he stood up and he said, "In the name of Jesus, I command that you show yourself." And about that time, I swear, it sounded like somebody dropped a car in the swimming pool. It was the biggest kaplunk you could have ever imagined. And water flew everywhere. And he just started praying and yelling things, and I had no clue what was going on. And then you could hear, like, wing noises flying through the trees. And that was my experience, and I didn't sleep for, like, I don't know, 4 days after that, 3 or 4 days.
What do you think was going on?
Well, he was telling me, you know, it's demonic, something demonic's going on, and I've had experiences since then where I've gone to a place up in Iowa, and I have respect for preachers. I'm not super religious, and I sat down with a preacher once, and he, you know, kind of told me that he wanted to talk to me and find out, because I was having a bunch of issues going on. And it was, I don't want to say an exorcism, because it wasn't an exorcism, but he prayed for me and everything, and I was sitting there listening, kind of scoffing to myself, like, "You've got to be kidding." And then all of a sudden I heard a voice come from within myself, and I know I said it, and I couldn't control myself from saying it. But he said, you know, I don't even know what he was saying. And in the middle of his praying for me, I started in this voice that wasn't my own, and I couldn't control it, and there was nothing I could do. I said, "I see what you're trying to do here." And he said, "What is it I'm trying to do?" And I said, "You're trying to get inside." And I laughed at him. And that's all I remember from that experience.
Probably with one of those deep laughs, too. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Maybe you were possessed. Maybe you were still possessed when you were in that church and you heard all that howling. Let's go to our wild card line. Welcome to Coast. You're on the air with us. Hi there.
How you doing, George?
Doing fine. Thanks.
My name's Frank. I'm from San Diego, California.
Yeah.
And I was telling a story to your call taker there about we went on a call one night of a check to welfare, and it was a woman who had passed away in her apartment. And the way she had passed away was, it turns out to be natural death, but the way we found her, she was laying face down alongside of her bed. And per our protocol, we have to call for the coroner to come out and move the body and, you know, do the investigation at that point.
Sure, just in case, right?
Yep, and so we're waiting. It takes a while for them to get out there sometimes. And the apartment that she had is a very nice apartment, and they have the windows that are with a big, they call them vertical blinds that just hang there. And outside the windows, it's, you know, kind of tropical. They have palm trees and stuff. And as we're standing there, my partner and I, and we're waiting for the coroner and what we call the body snatchers, the guys who come over and take the body to roll her over and check to see if there's any foul play or anything. The second they rolled her over, the instant they rolled her over, the vertical blinds behind us hit the window, as if a big breeze had blown them out. My partner looked at me, I looked at him, and we went over by the window, and you could see the palm trees out there, and, you know, palm trees, you can see any wind movement at all.
All right,
no
yeah.
movement whatsoever. And so it was just at that instant, and he looked at me, and I looked at him, and we said, no way. We looked over at the guys that come to take the body. There's one guy that almost looked like from a movie, heavyset guy, just disheveled, you know, one of the workers, the other one of the body snatchers, and eyes, you know, deep sockets on the eyes. And I said, did you see that? And he looked up at me and he said, what? I said, the screens or the blinds. And he says, oh yeah, it happens all the time. Dead. And, you know, to that day, I said, okay. So, my partner didn't believe it at first either, but that made a believer out of him. And I the only thing we came up to a conclusion is that it was her soul leaving that was trapped underneath
yeah.
her. And when they rolled her over, it was gone.
It was gone and just whooshed right through.
Just like that.
That's something. You police officer or EMT?
Police officer.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for your service.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being part of the program.